This is Artbeat, WMUK's weekly look at creativity and the arts in Southwest Michigan. I'm Zinta A-Stars. There are many ways to run into Michael Dunn. You might find him hard at work at his drawing board, designing a new luxury home. You might find him walking in the meadow, leaning close to a wildflower to take a photograph. Or you could find him drawing, with eyes closed, one of his hundreds of accidental mark sketches that have an international following. I ask Dunn what inspires him.
Everything around me, it's just sort of, you know, I just keep my eyes open and just things, you know, come to it. It's usually about relationships. So if I do boats, it'll be boats in like how they relate, how close they are, whether they're talking to each other or whether they're ignoring each other. The same thing with my chair series. The chairs are stand-ins for people. And you can tell, you know, how the relationships work by the positioning of the chairs. So usually they're metaphors. They're more about something other than just the obvious. Mm-hmm. But I'm also interested in the color and the textures and the relationships. So.
And your usual medium?
Everything. I like to paint with, start with acrylic and then paint with oil on top of it. And then I scratch through the oil and expose the acrylic underneath it. So, and then I draw with pencil on top, or I, you know, do more painting and more textural, you know, belt sanders or scrapers or different things that way. So I do a lot of drawing with razor blades.
Wow. Belt sanders.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great because you can get, you know, hundreds of thousands of lines in a short period of time.
Fascinating. I've seen lots of your work, but I'm going to have to take a second look and look for the technique at what I'm looking at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow. It's something I developed when I was in grad school at Western. And it just, you know, it turned into a way to apply a line without using a pencil or a brush.
And how did you get interested in art? Were you raised in an artistic family? Or?
No, actually, I was, strangely enough, we never thought of ourselves as artistic. My mother liked to do the standard craft type of work, like knitting or rug weaving or different things that way. But, you know, the artwork on the walls was usually something she'd find at a, you know, junk shop or a curio shop, you know, or the starving artist paint sale. So we didn't have much art on the walls. But my sister turned into a writer. My brother is a creative chef, and I get to do these other things. So it's just, you
all
know,
art forms.
Yeah,
interesting.
All from a small town.
It's creativity. Mom somehow helped you develop your imagination, I think.
And my dad used to, he had a job that was, how do I describe it? A complaint department for a factory. And so when customers weren't happy, they'd send him to him and he'd have to address the issues. And it shortened his life significantly.
Yeah, I was going to say that's about the most miserable job I could think of.
it was pretty terrible. But he would actually have 3x5 note cards and doodle, you know, faces on them.
Ah.
And I think some of the influence I have on my doodling is from my father and, you know, his drawing. Because he'd bring home the cards and show me what he drew. And they were all just characters from his imagination. So it was.
Do you still have any of them?
I have a few. Yeah. It's just one of those things you wonder how, you know, these small things influence you.
Yeah.
And a lot of times in my sketchbook, there are mostly doodles of faces.
This is Artbeat on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars.
What are you working on now?
At this point, the most exciting part for me is I'm doing what I call accidental marks. And I do those every day constantly. It's sort of like a doodle, only it's more, how should I say, more defined, more expressive, more, I think, psychological than my doodles are for fun. This is more for sort of release or, you know, sort of not escape, but more of an idea of letting myself, you know, sort of explore different ideas or world events or things that way. Mm-hmm. So I post one of those on Facebook. I have a page called Accidental Marks, and I put a drawing on every week. And the interesting thing that's happened is that 70% or more of the followers that I have on that site are from Spain, and about 20% are from France.
Oh, interesting.
And the balance are from England and the United States.
So, you've got an international following.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's been, and it's nice to get their comments, even though it's in Spanish and I have to work on my translations. it's been very rewarding to hear what people in other countries, you know, think about my work, and they're very encouraging. And sometimes, you know, they have critical comments, which are always appreciated. It's just been something that's opened up my drawings to another, you know, sphere. And it's been extremely rewarding.
So there is some value to Facebook.
There can be. It just depends on how you use it.
Yeah.
And if it's you treat it as an opportunity, and I love to be able to share. So for me, it gives me a chance to put out what I normally keep in my sketchbooks. And, you know, for years I did sketchbooks and I never showed them to anybody. So now it's reached a point where I'm opening the door to just about everybody. And it's kind of a nerve-wracking feeling in some ways. In other ways, it's just, you know, it's exciting to think that I'm reaching people that I may never meet. I kind of like to get a gallery in Spain.
There you go.
Given how, you know, the response has been, it seems, you know, the Spanish art has always been darker. It's like El Greco and Goya and people like that. So I think there's something about my art that, you know, sort of crosses over to that culture easier. Yeah.
So when you do these accidental marks, is it a process that it really is accidental, that something surfaces out of these lines?
Yes. Definitely. I just, part of what I do in everything, my architecture or my, you know, photography, is it's all about problem solving. So, you know, when I put a scribble, what I'm then doing is stepping back and looking at it and trying to solve how this piece connects to that piece, and different things appear. So it's just kind of a magical process. So it just, and I start off actually drawing with my eyes closed.
Really?
Yeah. So it just, you know, I don't start anywhere in particular. I just, you know, sort of know the paper is here and just start putting a mark down.
Wow.
And from that mark, then other things appear. And then toward the end, I start tightening it down, or I darken in some areas to get richer values.
So a little more intention towards the finish.
Yeah, okay. The finish. But the beginnings are all just completely spontaneous.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Art Beat, our weekly look at the creative arts in Southwest Michigan. I've been speaking with architect and artist Michael Dunn. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Friday at this time for Art Beat. Thanks for listening.